I was really taken with the idea of the space in between that was mentioned, and I just noted under that workspace. So we have these ideas from the word that can be a little, you know, or can be abstract in terms of how do we connect these with what is lower, the level of our life and our understanding of the letter, if you like. And what gets built up in between those elements gets built up through the practice of truths. That's what builds the connection. So practice is charity, and charity is what binds. So what we have the letter and we have doctrinal principles, and somehow those two things have to be connected together. And the way they're connected together is when we begin to apply what we understand to the work of self-examination and repentance as it relates to the quality of our mental life. And as we do that, we gain illustration into not only that is this true, but we begin to see how it is true. And that's what brings the connection between, you know, these higher ideas and the text that we're working with on an internal sort of level. So, because later on, Benjamin, which we mentioned last time, Benjamin becomes the connecting element. So Benjamin connects Joseph and Jacob. And so he represents what is worked in order to bring those two elements together, which is the rational and the natural. Yeah, the practice, so because what our practice does is it reframes our understanding of truths. You know, actually what practice does, it shows us how truths are good. And that's what brings the connection. Prior to that, it's just stuff in the memory that lacks that connection.